undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we roll into the third hour on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Percolating in the background out there, there's a process going on. And it's going on to an American business. And it's the American business has to do with the gun industry, you know. And like all gun industry innovators, they're proud to have their product made in America. They employ people in their locale. They're proud to be American. They look at where they are and they say, this is my home and this is worth, I'm going to fight until there's no fight left. In California, the latest shall issue state, there is a part of California called National City. And National City is up in arms about a company called Ares Armor, who makes earth-quaking tactical nylon and sells some other things along the lines of the hardware, the uppers, the lowers, and everything else. And like a bunch of businesses in California do, like thousands and tens of thousands of businesses across the United States do, and for some reason the National City is focusing in on Ares Armor. Joining me from California is the CEO of Ares Armor. I'm joined now by Dimitri Karas. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. What's their problem with you? What's the problem with Ares Armor? Why doesn't National City like Ares Armor?
Well, it's pretty evident what's going on in that city, and I'll go back to the background. The basis of this is we put a billboard that actually is advertising our business. It has a picture of an AR-15 on it. It says Ares Armor, and then advertises exactly what you can get from us, which is, or what you can build through our process, which is a weapon that has no serial number on it, is not registered with the government, and is 100% legal.
The 80% lower.
Yes, sir.
Just out of curiosity, before, were they all up in arms until Kevin DeLeon gave his famous ghost gun speech at the California General Assembly, or has this been going on for a while?
We've only been in National City for a couple of months. So that's a new area for us. We opened up our second store down there.
Right.
And so it's relatively new. We got there around the same time that the 808 was going through. So they were mad all on their own before Kevin DeLeon even had any kind of thing in that. But
it's being suggested that you move to South Carolina in my chat room. But that's not something you want to do because you've been in California. You were born in Utah. You're a former Marine. You've been in California since you were 3 years old. This is your home. And you're doing nothing wrong other than conducting a business. I'm sure you got lots of law enforcement that buys some of your stuff, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The local law enforcement down there is actually very supportive of us. And you just hit a good point there. We got a lot of guys in states like California and places like New York where, or Chicago, things like that, where the oppression seems to be at its height. And, you know, you hear this all the time, and I get asked constantly why I'm still in California or why don't I go to a state that's more friendly to what it is that we do. And my answer to that is simple. I've been here my whole life. This is my home. And every time someone from California moves out of the state, we lose a little bit in the battleground that is the main fight. I mean, the gun rights fight going on in the states that are the most oppressive is the most important, because that's what trickles to the rest of the country. And so for me, there's absolutely no way I'm getting chased out by the scumbags over here that are attempting to infringe on our rights. And more people that move out, it's just the weaker that we become in this area. So there's no way I'm taking even one step in the opposite direction.
And it's not, for you, it's really, I mean, this is a question of honor, and I mean, everything that made you military, this is the reason you're staying. It's not because Ares Armor couldn't pack their bags and get out. You could do that in a heart thump, couldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. To be honest with you, most of our business is not online. We could very easily pack up and move to Arizona or, you know, come to South Carolina or anything like that, probably in a matter of about a month. But it's a moral issue. This is, you know, this is my home. Why am I going to get chased out because, you know, the liberals are attempting to infringe on my rights over here, and whether it be liberals or conservatives, whoever it is that, you know, that's doing it at any particular point in time. But, absolutely not will I be chased out of my own home by somebody who's trying to infringe on a right that is truly mine.
Now, for those of you listening out there, if you were to go to bearingarms.com, my friend Bob Owens, his blog site, there's an article on this, and there's a video by Nut and Fancy, the Nut and Fancy Project. And while he's there filming the video and doing the setup before he goes into the shop, while he's there, I think at around the 3-minute mark, there's a vehicle that pulls up behind Nut and Fancy while he's filming, and that's a police officer. He's trying to be on the down low. He's in an unmarked SUV. It looks like mine. That could have been me, Dimitri. You guys should have come out and said hello. But it wasn't me. It was probably who you say it was.
And that was one of those things, too. It shows the level of surveillance that the city thinks as deemed necessary to put onto us. He was out there for 3 minutes and had a low-profile police officer come up and actually start, you know, checking them out and everything like that. I mean, it's almost ridiculous as if they're tasking their officer with watching us, which, I mean, there's nothing that we're doing that's illegal. So it's one of those things. Why don't you task the police officers with doing something that's, I don't know, normal, like checking out criminals? That might be a good idea.
We're coming up on the first break. I want to set you up on this now. This isn't just a matter of preference and everything, right? They're threatening you with legal action. They're threatening you with jail. And they've got a full court press on you, haven't they?
Yeah, it started out as soon as we put up our sign. We actually got a warning from a local police officer who came by and was talking to us. And he actually let us know exactly what was going on. He gave us a thing like, yeah, you pissed off a couple of the city council members, and, you know, expect something to happen. In a matter of weeks after this officer came in and told us that, we got an unsigned notice from the city. The person who gave us this notice didn't even bother to put their name on it, to sign it, do anything like that. There was no personal information on it whatsoever because, well, obviously there's a amount of cowardice that was put behind this. And it was literally threatening us with jail time and continual fines on a daily basis unless we take the sign down. But, you know, we're going through the appeal process and everything like that, which is a joke. This is most likely going to end up in federal court very soon.
What law were you breaking? How can they decide? We're coming up on the break. I want to ask, I'll ask you. You hang on. Tell everybody, hey, folks, Ares Armor, if you've never checked out their tactical nylon gear, their stuff is a combination of the old school and it's a combination of the new technique. Very durable, very up to date on load carriage. Everything nowadays is based upon how slim a silhouette you can make. They can cater to you. If you want to go to old school and have the bulk cut on your armor and just be wrapped and surrounded like your own personal armored personnel carrier, they can take care of you on that too. And you've got a special going on right now with an upper that is normally, what, $1,100, and right now it's $497?
Yes, sir, and that one's actually on pre-order right now, so there's about a 90-day wait before that one actually gets shipped. So for everyone who pre-orders that ahead of time, that is the incentive for doing that is you get a price that is way, way, way below anything that is going to be paid once it actually comes out.
Well, after we get back, we'll talk about that. During the course of the hour, we need to talk about why that's an $1,100 upper and what a deal it is and why waiting 90 days to save $600 is a smoking hot idea. But if you will hang on, you can find Dimitri and everything he does. You need to go check out his two-point sling. This is a hybrid of all kinds of magnitude. In the meantime, we'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Things my mind, it just can't believe it's so wasting away, rotting life so bittersweet.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training, DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking today to the CEO of Ares Armor. They have a storefront out of National City, California, and they have a sign over their store indicating that they are Ares Armor. And Dimitri, what when they were threatening you? I've heard that they have threatened you with a bunch of ordinances that don't exist.
And that actually came out during the first part of the appeal process, is when we were going through it. Two of the things that their lawyer came up with, they actually cited ordinances that were not there. The ordinance that they actually cited, we can't find the ordinance anywhere inside of their code. It doesn't exist. We actually called them out on that during the meeting. And there's no response was even given to where these ordnance was, where any normal citizen could look them up, or how even to find what it was that was in that. They didn't even bother actually responding to the fact that they had cited code that wasn't even there, and that was on two of the things that they had done. The rest of it, what they were actually complaining about was that the sign structure itself was non-conforming to their ordinance. However, every single point that they went through and laid out was countered, and the main one that they're going for. So, to be honest with you, almost all this stuff's a moot point because the only reason they even started looking in their code to try and find something was because we were specifically targeted due to the sign, which we had information ahead of time that proved that. But even when they, what they actually found and came up with is false. For instance, the main one is they're saying that we weren't grandfathered in because the previous tenant discontinued the use and occupancy of the building that was there and of that sign. And so once that the use and occupancy is discontinued for a period of, I believe it was 90 days, it's no longer grandfathered. However, the previous tenant that was in our building did not discontinue the use and occupancy. They actually had a lease that was all the way through, and they were paying rent on the building all the way until we moved in. And the previous sign had actually been there the entire time. The only thing that they did is they weren't operating their business. However, they were still using the sign, and they were still occupying the building, from a legal standpoint anyway. So even that argument is a moot point. It has nothing to do with anything based on reality. And it's almost funny to watch. Like, if you look at the actual appeal that we went through with the Planning Commission inside of the city, first off, they argued with themselves for about 15 minutes over procedure, which was a joke. And then even at the end, when the guy goes through and does everything, you can see through there, like, everything that they're saying is being countered. And whenever they're saying an argument, they're actually flip-flopping on the issues. For instance, in the beginning of the conversation that was happening at this meeting, they said that the licensing process has nothing to do with the permitting process for signage. And then at the end of the meeting, they say that the licensing process has everything to do with the permitting process because, you know, at that part of the conversation now, it met the need to be able to say that it actually denied the appeal that was going through, if that makes any sense.
Well, no, what it sounds like is that they just don't like you. And they tried to come in there and bluff you with a bunch of stuff that doesn't exist, and you pointed that out. And they're just going to keep looking, and every time you counter them, they're going to keep coming back. And I think the only way, it almost sounds to me like they're trying to bankrupt you, fighting them, if I had to make a guess, if I had to just cut to the chase. Because you counter them, and they're like, right, 326, they are grasping at straws here.
Yeah. Well, and they also, I mean, during the appeal process, they brought up I was actually asked specifically by one of the planning commissioners about a letter that I had, an open letter that I had written to the city that was titled, To the Would-Be Tyrants of National City. And they asked who that letter was addressed to, and the only answer I could give him was I wasn't quite sure it was addressed because whichever coward it was that actually sent us that their threatening letter that threatened us with jail time and fines didn't bother to sign his name on it. So it's whoever wrote us that letter that was mostly sent to, which sent a little bit of a shockwave through the area. But it's also funny that that letter was even brought up during an appeal process for a sign, because if you're looking at it, it has nothing to do with their city ordinances. It has nothing to do with anything else like that. It just shows that, you know, obviously they went through and they're looking at our company and they're deciding from a what our company standpoint is, whether we should or should not be allowed to be in that city. And on top of that, here's the other cool thing that has actually happened since this event has gone on. We've had several other business owners come to us and seek us out. And there's a history that is going on in National City of this sort of behavior. So there's several other business owners. I'm not going to get into them because they're going to come out in court and everything like that. But there's several other business owners who come up to us and be like, hey, we've had this issue with the city. This is what they've done to us. This is what happened over here. And it seems like if you're in an industry that the city doesn't feel like you should be there, well, they're just going to come at you with any kind of little tidbit they can to make your life more difficult and get you to leave.
So,
Yeah.
It never ceases to amaze me that this kind of, are there other gun shops in National City that are pawn shops that sell guns? Or is there anybody that has signage out there that says, "We sell guns. Welcome to Gun Shop, National City."
Yeah, there's other companies in the firearms industry that are in National City. What got them about us is the billboard that's on top of our building. It's fairly large, and it's on National City Boulevard, which is their main street. And so it's the location is perfect. And that's actually, you know, obviously a big reason why we went into that lease was because that billboard was there, because that structure was there, and because it was grandfathered in according to the codes that we had researched and everything like that.
Being told in the chat room by one of the ninjas that he grew up in National City, California, best way to describe the city council is Don Corleone from The Godfather.
And that's funny because when we were talking yesterday, though, I think I had actually made that exact same reference. I was talking about it's almost like you're dealing with the mafia down there. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Now, as you're going forward, okay, they're going to continue. Is there any indication they're going to let up and just they've run out of options and you called their bluff? Is there any indication they're going to let this go?
Absolutely not. They're sticking to their guns. I will give them one thing. They're going to work. This is going to end up in court. And that's from the way we're looking at this. Unless they get over flooded with so many letters and so many phone calls that they decide to just back off of it, this is going to end up in court. It's going to end up in court very, very soon. We're already working on filing in federal court against them.
On my website, for those of you listening, if you want to figure out how to flood them, I have republished in its entirety the article from BearingArms.com talking about Dimitri's plight and Ares Armor's plight. And at the bottom are the names and phone numbers of all of these hit people coming at Ares Armor with their phone numbers that you can call them. And if you would like to use the groundswell grassroots approach and tell them that the national spotlight is shining on them and that they're not would-be tyrants. In fact, they are all the way there. And don't give that to Dimitri. Give it to me. I'll say it. That would be a fun time. That would be a fun time because I would have to say they probably are right. Hey, you know, one thing I wanted to ask you. I saw this before the break, before we go into the break. But one thing that made me chuckle. You guys own a website domain that is rather unique, don't you?
I know probably which one you're talking about, and I'm guessing that's SenatorFeinstein.com. Yes, we do own SenatorFeinstein.com.
And you use that as a pro-gun advocacy website, don't you?
We were originally doing that. We didn't have the manpower to keep that up and going, and so right now it's simply being forwarded over to our main website, which is Ares Armor. Okay. Here in the future, we're probably going to start that back up again.
Roger that. You hang on for me if you would. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
At Griffin. Hamilton Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Dimitri Karas from, he's the CEO of Ares Armor. Before we go into anything else, can you tell everybody real quick, encapsulate what you guys do there?
Yeah, absolutely. Our we're semi-multifaceted, so we do the tactical nylon. We've got some very inventive products as far as that goes. We've got a two-point sling that is absolutely amazing. It literally is a mixture for some of the other ideas that are out there, and there's nothing even comparable to it. We've got some plate carriers that are... very, very unique. It actually breathes with your body as you're moving. But the main thing that's going on with us right now is the 80% lower process, which pretty much allows our customers to be able to get themselves a weapon without government intrusion into their personal lives. So what they're doing is they're actually building a weapon on their own, and we're providing them with as close to a receiver as they can legally get without it actually being deemed a receiver by the ATF. And under the Gun Control Act of 1968, an unlicensed individual may make a firearm for personal use, but not for sale or distribution. So what that means is if you actually go through this process as an unlicensed individual, you can't sell your weapon when you're done with it. But what it means, you don't have an agreement with the government to put a serial number on it to go through any of these normal processes that get the government involved into your daily life, where they definitely do not need to be.
Do you sell the other components as well for the build, or?
Yeah, absolutely. We sell the uppers, the bolt carrier groups, all the bolts and pieces and nuts that go along with that as well.
With the 80% upper, is yours already bored out, or do they need to find somebody to bore that out?
Okay, with the upper receiver, the upper receivers are
upper,
not...
I meant lower. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. So the lower is pretty much what it is you can get a jig. You can do this at home with a drill press or a small milling machine. And the jig comes with instructions and everything like that. And what you're doing is you're actually cutting the trigger pocket and then three holes in the sides. You're hitting the safety selector, the handle pin, and the trigger pin. And once you do that, it takes, on a drill press, you can do it in about 3 hours. On a milling machine, a little bit less than that. But once you get that done, you've built the weapon yourself. And again, you've gone through the process correctly. We also sell a polymer lower receiver that can be done in about an hour out in your garage, and you can do that with a Dremel.
You can go get it done. But go buy all the tools you need at Hobby Lobby to make that work.
That'll work. Even Harbor Freight's got some good stuff on that.
Do you? What do you think of the polymer receivers, the lowers?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
What do you think of polymer lower receivers?
Oh, personally, I'm a Marine at heart, so I'm suspicious of anything that's not the normal use.
Right.
I do own one polymer lower receiver that I built, and I haven't had any issues with it or anything like that. It's not a weapon that I would take into combat with me by any stretch of the imagination, just because I'm suspicious of plastic. But it is one of those things where if you're making a rifle that's, you know, it's your little blinking rifle or something you can use for practicing here or there, or if you're getting into the 80% process, the polymer one is actually the least expensive to get into, and it's the easiest to complete. So I think for the purpose of having a firearm and seeing one quickly, it's an actual great process and a starter gun.
Now, as back to the things that you're doing, or back to the things that are being done to you, and they have a history of doing this to other people as well. This is going to have to end in federal court. There's just no other way around it. Is that your thought process on this?
That's what we're expecting right now. But again, you know, expect the worst, hope for the best. It would definitely be our preference if they just, you know, backed off, let us have our sign up, and, you know, we went on with our day and we're allowed to, you know, continue operating normal business without being harassed at a city. It does not look like that's going to happen, but that would definitely be the preference. All we want is, you know, honestly, we have no interest in being in a fight with the city. We'd much rather just have the store there, have our sign, do what we're doing. Now, and this sign, it seems like a small issue. Yeah, it's a sign. You know, it would cost us $700 to take the sign back down or change the copy of the sign or do something like that. But it's the principle behind what is going on. And we know without uncertainty that we have been targeted due to the message that's on the sign. We were warned before the harassment even started of what was coming at us. And for us, it's the same issue as far as, like, why we won't move out of California. It's if we're being targeted over something that we're saying or something or anything like that, to take down that sign is to give them consent for the tyrannical way that they're actually running their city, which is completely unacceptable. Completely unacceptable.
Just out of curiosity, have they ever indicated to you what would be acceptable? And I'm not suggesting this. The reason I'm asking this is because it seems like most of the time their ploy is to come at you and say, we don't approve of this, we don't approve of that, we don't like this, you can't have that, you can't have this. But they never tell you what they would approve, or they never tell you what they are willing to let you have. And to go into that, in that thought process on your side, is concession, and I understand why you're not doing that. But have they ever offered that up to you, or what are they just want it torn down and do it now or else? Is that their thing?
Well, the thing is, and to be honest with you, they're not going to come right out and say if you change the copy of the sign or if you do anything like that, especially after we made this big think about it, that if you change the copy, that will allow you to keep it. There's no way they're going to say that, because if they were to say that, they would instantly lose in court. And you guys, they're not dumb. They're not, you know, what they're coming at us with is they're trying to dig through their code to find little things here and there that they can harass us with, to try and do it in a roundabout. They would actually say, oh, this is the reason that we're coming at you, this is what is going on. They lose, and, you know, we snap our fingers, they lose in federal court, which they're not doing. So this is going to be a little bit of a long, drawn-out fight. We're going to demonstrate we are being targeted, which I honestly look forward to on federal court to be actually, you know, recently at the Office of the Commissioner, and once we actually put through to this, it's going to be very evident that we are being targeted by the city because of what is said on the sign and not because of any ordinance, which is what they're trying to make it out to be.
I'm being asked to ask you a question that has nothing to do with your suit. They actually want to try to generate revenue for you so you can sue the city with a better lawyer. I'm being asked, with your poly lower, would that be good for the AR pistol, or would the bolt cycle be too violent because of the short gas system? What are your thoughts on that?
I've actually seen Palmer lowers on AR pistols before. The Palmer lower that we've done, I've seen them shoot Beowulf, through it, several thousand rounds of it, actually. The pressure they supplied to the lower is fairly minimal, and it will work just, you know, completely fine. If there's any sort of a problem that happens and it's a manufacturer issue with the former lower, we also stand behind it pretty well. We'll give a replacement out fairly quick. There's no issues to go on with doing a pistol. Doing a pistol is you know, you'll be fine with the Palmer.
Yeah. Go check them out, Border Bandit, AriesArmor.com. We're getting ready to come into the last break, and I know there were some other things that you wanted to cover, and if you want to bring them up before we go away, then most certainly we can. AriesArmor.com, folks, you know, he said we make tactical nylon. This is tactical nylon that's priced at the sweet spot, okay? You don't have to go out. It's not like buying a used car. And at the same time, they have a couple of innovations there you've never seen anywhere else. They've got, which one is it with the Cobra buckle, Dimitri?
That is the Derma Play Carrier. It's the D-E-R-M-A, and that play carrier is actually meant specifically to breathe with you. It's got a 6-inch release system. The cummerbund is a unique piece of that, and we used oversized bungee that actually comes through into a Cobra buckle system that we co-designed with Austria Alpine. And so we're using the actual, they are 100% legitimate Cobra buckles. And then it's a different release system that actually connects into the Cobra buckle that is proprietary to us.
And nobody else is doing that. The Cobra buckle release is so much better than a Fastex buckle or a Velcro closure. This one hits it, bam, it's in there. And the cummerbund actually looks like strips of elastic cord coming across. So it breathes, it moves with you. It's very low profile. Never seen one like that before. And one other, well, we'll talk about that when we come back, why you would want to buy from Aries Armor, that they do better than most, just based on what I've seen from them. So, Dimitri, if you will, one more time, hold on. Go check them out at AriesArmor.com. Look up the controversy online and call the city council and tell them, hi there, I'm the spotlight shining on you. You anti-business, anti-First Amendment, Second Amendment, all the other ones lumped in together. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike Hard Gear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back as we get ready to go away. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. We've been talking about Ares Armor. We've been talking about the fact that they're just, you know, just conducting business like many gun companies in the United States. The gun industry has it's an expanding one, and it is quite expansive what you can sell within a shop, and it's still all be tied in as in tactical nylon and gun parts. And Dmitry Karas and his company, Ares Armor, is being full-on harassed by the city of National City, California. Now, there was something else that you wanted to bring up, which is, and to be honest with you, I haven't taken my blood pressure medication yet, so I'm trying real hard not to stroke out over National City as we speak, so I've forgotten what it was. Dmitry?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. Okay. Did you hear
what I said? Was it from our conversation yesterday?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, was it the ethnicity question?
Yes. Now, Dimitri, okay. I pointed something out just because I was trying to. I like to sit there and think I'm a sharp knife in the drawer, and I was trying to guess where the name, based upon the name. And Dimitri corrected me, and he corrected me in a way that I think everybody in the United States should hear right now. So please, please share that with us, Dimitri.
Absolutely. And I get asked this question. If you got a name, Dimitri Karras, usually you get asked this question on a semi-regular basis, which is, you know, what are you? You know, this or that and the other, or are you Greek? And I respond to this question every single time I hear it with the same way, which is, no, I'm American. And the reason that I do that is, it's one out of the respect of which for my father. So he was the first, I'm the first generation that's actually born into this country. My father came to this country in the late 50s, early 60s. And one of the things that he did when he got here is he didn't want to be Greek. He wanted to be American. He wanted to be a part of the culture that was here. And so for me to put Greek and then a hyphen and then American in front of what I am, which is an American, I find that disrespectful to the country that I've sworn allegiance to and that, that I've sworn to protect and defend. It's one of those things where, and especially with the immigration that goes on, we get a lot of people that come to this country and they don't want to be a part of our culture. They don't want to be a part of what's actually happening. And I think that's the simplest thing to put it is there's nothing that comes before being an American. This is the country that I grew up in. This is the country that I fought for. This is the country that, you know, that I want to live in and I want to die in and I want to be buried in. And I am absolutely 100% nothing but an American citizen. That's what I am and that's what I want to be.
Have you got time for a caller to give you a comment about what he's heard so far?
Absolutely.
Let's go to Art off the grid. Yes, sir.
Hey, Dimitri. How you doing, bro? First of all, I'm glad to hear you say you're an American. You're not a whatever American. You're an American. Right on. That's what I love to hear. This whole deal that's going on, you made the statement about the sign being a small issue. That's not the point. What's important here is the principle. And what they're doing here is a clear tactic that's been used many times before. They hit you with one small thing, get you to comply. At that very moment, they know. We got him to comply once, we get him to comply again. And they will continue to come back until eventually, with one little thing after another, till eventually you're gone. So I commend you for standing up. Don't give up. Don't back down. Take it to the front door. That's what needs to be done. And we need more people like you out there doing what you're doing.
Art, I know you know where my website is. You need to go find those phone numbers and make a few phone calls.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate what you just said there. And that's another thing. I have been absolutely humbled in the past couple weeks by the support that's been given by the community. And honestly, it was beyond anything that I could have expected. Not appreciative I am of the people who have actually, even contacted us and said, hey, you know, don't back down. It's very humbling to see that kind of support. Was that broken up?
That was a little broken up, yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I'll summarize that one. Yeah, it's very humbling to see the amount of support that we've received, and especially Art. Thank you so much for the words that you just said there. And that's exactly what it is. I'm fully prepared, honestly, to chain myself to this sign. I will be going to jail before that sign comes down. I promise you that.
Oh, golly. And getting praise from Art is not someone, he doesn't lavish that on everybody. He doesn't even lavish it on me, do you, Art?
On occasion.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for the call.
I just don't let you hear it.
Okay, that's fine. All right, that's fine. I don't want the big hit anyway, Art. Thank you very much.
All right, baby.
We were talking about the hyphenated American part, and, I knew better than that, Dimitri. I told you about my friend that jumped all over me for that. And I have been a full-on advocate, and I hope I didn't insult you when I told you that. I was just trying to show how smart I am. You know, I've been around the world. I've looked around. Hey, I recognize that kind of name. So, yes, I fully believe in full-on assimilation. There's a, he and I, later on down the road, he and I will probably have a conversation on air about immigration as a topic and as it pertains to certain things for the country, because we had a fascinating one yesterday.
And, yeah, I actually, I definitely enjoyed our conversation yesterday, that's for sure.
So, let's see, we've got a few minutes left here. AriesArmor.com. Now, for those of you that may be, one of the things about Aries Armor, there are a lot of tactical nylon companies out there, and you'll order the stuff, and you might get it in a month, because sometimes they make it to order, sometimes they don't stock it. Looking at what I saw on the video from Nut and Fancy, how old is that video, Dimitri?
That was on Saturday.
So you actually have pretty good stock of stuff on hand all the time, don't you?
We have a decent amount of stock on hand all the time of the main items that we have. Now, with that being said, there is a wide variety of products that we do, and sometimes there is that weight. It just depends. It's a lot of it is the luck of the draw as far as what the production schedule is going on there. So I definitely don't want people to think that everything in our nylon division is in stock, because it's definitely not the case. You know, and normally I would say expect that weight, but usually about 90% of the orders that come through for nylon, they get filled within a day or two.
Yeah, when I was, they were looking around at his chest rigs, and I mean, I just saw racks and racks and racks of chest rigs, and plate carriers, racks and racks and racks, and pouches, and all that other stuff just everywhere. So,
yeah, and that's
ordering
actually
from them. Ordering from Aries Armor, I don't think is too much of a wait.
And we've actually improved that a lot. I know last year during the craze that happened, we got pushed back behind like you wouldn't believe. I mean, we were way, way, way behind. We had an issue with one of our vendors that had come up where we actually got pushed back about 6 months. But those things were... those things are behind us. We're back up and running. We do have, I think, like even on the metal goods and everything like that, we keep almost a ridiculous amount of inventory for the size of the company that we are.
On my webpage, the top article on the homepage illustrates what's going on with him, with Aries Armor in Nashville City, California, and it has the phone numbers of the city council. And if you want to, I mean, there's a lot of amendments here that they're going against. They're going against a guy that everything that they sell is legal. There's nothing dicey about it. They just object to it. It's a personal thing. It's a gun-grabbing thing. And there's some phone numbers you guys can call if you want to do that and put a little pressure on them. And maybe our friend Dimitri can just get on and employ people and sell great gear to the American gun culture. Thank you very much for joining me, sir. I will be in touch with you later on today to talk about some other stuff that we talked about yesterday, but this isn't the last time we're going to talk about this. And there's a couple of phone calls I need to make before I get with you, so maybe I can bring some people in your same zip code into play against them.
Absolutely. And again, Bill, thank you so much for the opportunity to be on your show and for the support that you guys are showing us. I cannot express how much we appreciate it.
Stay safe. We will be in touch. Dimitri, thank you very much. Folks, remember this. Keep it very, very clear in your head. It's never been about gun control, ever. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.